From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Albany Times-Union that better late than never, the State Drinking Water Quality Control recommended December 18th limits on three industrial pollutants in drinking water linked to cancer. The council missed its statutory October deadline, but 2 months later, they picked limits that would be among the strongest in the nation. The panel voted to recommend maximum contaminant levels of 10 parts per trillion of PFOA and PFOS, 20 parts per trillion combined. For 1,4-dioxane, the panel recommended a maximum level of 1 part per billion in drinking water. By contrast, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recommended in 2016 setting the maximum levels of PFOA and PFOS as 70 parts per trillion, while the New York Public Interest Research Group and other partner organizations recommended a maximum contaminant level of 4 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS and an MCL of 0.3 parts per billion for 1,4-dioxane. The chemicals have contaminated waters in Hoosick Falls, Nassau, and Newburgh. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that more than $763 million in economic and community development funding December 18th through Round 8 of the Regional Economic Development Council initiative. Locally, several organizations in Columbia County and a few municipal water and sewer systems on both sides of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge got awards. The Ancrum Opera House Theater, Basilica Hudson, Bendelstiff Family Variety Arts Incorporated, PS21 Incorporated, and the Shaker Museum and Library in Columbia County, and the Stephen Peronio Dance Company Incorporated in Greene County all got money for local arts organizations. The city of Hudson and the villages of Chatham, Coxsackie, and Tannersville all will be getting funds, as well as Columbia Green Community College, Kites Nest, Red Barn Hudson, and the Abner Perry House in New Lebanon. On December 18th, Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie, a Democrat, announced leadership positions and committee chairs for the upcoming legislative session. Locally, Dee Dee Barrett is the only Democrat in the Assembly, and she will chair the Veterans Affairs Committee. NBC News reports that in the 1970s, legislators in New York feared an onslaught of martial arts movie-inspired violence and banned nunchucks. But U.S. District Court Judge Pamela Chin ruled December 14th that New York citizens may again own two sticks linked by a chain. Chin reasoning that the right to bear arms protected by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution also applies to nunchucks. The judge wrote, and I quote, simply put, defendant does not contradict the contention that the nunchuck's primary use, which the defendant concedes as, and I quote, a tool from the spear of martial arts, end quote, is a lawful one, end quote. Read the full story at the NBC News website. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.